to see the land and the people they've known.
Ah, that sounds good. That's because it's the music of Mr. Steve Didos, a man who put music to the Internet Advisor, or the Internet Advisor to music, however you want to classify that. Mike, pardon me, Steve, welcome to the Internet Advisor again. Long time, no talk.
Well, thank you, Foster. Happy holidays to all of you there.
Yes, absolutely. It's good to have you on the other end of the line with us and playing some of your music. Now, that piece of music that we were playing there is one that's been out for a little while. Am I right about that?
Yes, you are. That Christmas card to the state of Michigan, where all of us are from here, of course, that Christmas card I wrote back in the 1990s, I did a CD that was titled Michigan Christmas Air, and it was with the American Lung Association. And that particular song was the title track and had, you just heard one of the vocalists there, Odelia Dunlap, but it's sort of a We Are the World for that project, and it's a Christmas carol that I'm very proud of, and every year people that bought that CD write me back and tell me how much they liked the whole production, and now I'm happy to say that it's available on the internet through iTunes, Amazon, and other music stores. And I guess that's part of what we're going to talk about here.
Huh? Oh, that is. Now, so Steve, for the sake of the people who are listening right now, we've got on our homepage images of Christmas Air, which I believe is that the album that's on?
Well, it's yes, it is. That's what's available on the internet. There were a few recordings from the original CD, and the CD was a huge success on many levels. It was, again, called Michigan Christmas Air, and it was through the American Lung Association. And 20 years ago, we raised a lot of money and a lot of awareness with that particular project, and you might remember that because I remember talking with you about it way back then.
Yes, back when is right.
Yeah, we're getting older, by the way, just in case. At least I am. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah.
You're holding for it. But just recently, I took the songs that I am legally able to and put them out on the internet-based stores, the online stores like iTunes and Amazon. Some of the songs, there were recordings of songs like Winter Wonderland and Let It Snow. I'm very fond of those arrangements and those recordings, but I can't put those out on iTunes because of copyright issues until I get them cleared. But there were a number of songs, including the song that you just played, that I've put out there and begun to circulate to other people through those mechanisms, and I guess that's where the Internet Advisor comes in, because I guess you can advise your audience to get them.
That's what we are advising them to do. Matter of fact, we put a link up there that you sent us so they can go to iTunes to purchase it. What does it cost?
Well, whatever something costs on iTunes, it's like 99 cents a track.
Oh, yeah.
And then what? Like it's technically not a CD; it's an EP because there are six tracks. So I think the total is like $5.99 or something.
Right.
It's not very expensive. It's great deal.
Well, you know, nice.
And for artists, this gets to the point. For artists like myself, these distribution mechanisms have been huge. And you know, over the last recent stretch, I've been able to start putting some of the music I have there, and I'm looking forward to doing a lot of new stuff in the future. So it's a way to reach new audience, as I'm sure many people who use the internet know. You know,
yeah. Steve Didos, by the way, Steve Didos is our guest, and Steve is the person who wrote and composed the music that is our theme song here on the Internet Advisor, has been our theme song for good grief, I forget how many years.
Least 20.
Yeah,
yes.
When we first started using it, I remember there was a dog sitting beside the record player saying his master's voice.
The old RCA dog howling.
The song is so old, if I can help you recall here, Father. Remember, we did a whole new version of it back in 2011.
That's right. That's right.
We were tweaking a couple things time-wise, and I just said, you know what, let's update it. And that was my last time on your show. My son, who played horn on it,
yes,
we came in and we had a nice time.
Right, right. That matter of fact, that was one of the big changes was your son, Matty, was joining you more and more at that point in time and had joined you on horn in particular with that particular piece. That's fantastic.
And he's still a big part of Dido's music and the things we do, and actually very soon after the first of the year we'll be releasing a CD of him featuring songs and recordings of him in addition to some other things. So we've got three albums out on iTunes now, and in fact I want to make sure to get this plug in.
Plug away.
this plug, we took the Internet Advisor theme, which was, as you know, a full 60 seconds of music.
Right.
And we actually have a three-minute version of that where we get a little further with that and do a few more things musically and jazz-wise. And so it built into a longer theme.
That's cool.
There's one of my CDs that's available there. It's called A Planetary Trip. It actually has, that's kind of a long story, but it's based on music of the planets and everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of an eclectic CD, but because it's about technology and about themes that are scientific-based and other things like that, well, the Cutting Edge is the title of the Internet Advisor theme, and we were able to include that on that package. So the Internet Advisor theme is in a longer version.
Yeah, matter of fact, there's a one cut there called Computer Literate, which is part of that A Planetary Trip and Back.
Actually, Computer Literate is part of another album of mine called Projections.
Oh, okay.
Soundtracks and
I knew there were
like
that was the third one that's out there. Okay.
So, yeah. Steve, are you going to make any videos for YouTube or anything like that with your music?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's something I would love to do. There's a couple songs in particular that I think would lend themselves really well to music videos about subjects. And to this point, I've not done that. I've actually written some music for some films that your audience probably would not know. Low-budget films that, you know, I did the music for and things like that. So I could say, yes, my music has made it into those media types. However, there are a couple songs, and if there's any filmmakers out there that want to investigate this, I'd be all ears to talk about that project, because there are a couple songs that I think would make wonderful videos.
That's excellent.
Well, that sounds really great. I would say support your local artists, but because you're on the internet and you're all over the world, we can't say you're a local artist. You're world renowned, right?
You know,
any of us local artists anymore?
That's true. That is true. Hey, you mentioned, you know, think of it, Gary Baker and his boat, Shared Adventure. Can you think of that?
Well, you can
we
shoot
need some
a video
theme
on
music
that,
for
yeah.
that. A little calypso music. Something like that.
Yeah, we can shoot the video on that.
I'll have to get Gary some music for that purpose.
There you go.
It's not anything that I've offered right now, but I once wrote a song for a commercial project, and it's called They'll Never Find Me Here. That sounds like something that Gary might want to be. That sounds like where Gary is these days. Am I right?
It does. It absolutely does. Hey, you mentioned something before, Steve, that I want to delve in for a little bit for our audience, because I don't think people realize how difficult it has been for people to write and publish music and you know, to get it out to people's ears. It's been really hard until recently.
Well, actually, you raise a very complicated subject there, Foster. On one hand, yes, now anybody who makes music and records it, and it used to be that this was all prohibitive technology to the artist. You know, you had to spend money in studios, and more, I'm speaking to you from my studio in my basement, and I put a lot of my music together here using the computer-based tools, and there are probably people in the audience that are familiar with that. On one hand, it's easier to produce music than it ever has. It's easier to distribute music at more than it ever has.
You can
upload digitally. There is no complexity with regard to the technology. However, on the other hand, it's you feel very much like you're a needle in the haystack.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the old thing about, you know, if you build it, they will come for websites just didn't work. You mean, you could have a website up there, but if nobody knew about it, it didn't matter. As a matter of fact,
it's very hard to validate yourself.
Right.
Even though these tools exist out there, it's amazing how often people can try to find you and can't, just because the glut of information, whether it's musical information, whether it's textual information, it's so big that, you know, you really have to work hard to get people to find you.
Well, I am delighted to say that we've got some links on our homepage at internetadvisor.net that'll take people to the three projects that we've been talking about: Christmas Air, A Planetary Trip, and Projections, which is, I think, your newest one, right?
No. Christmas Air is the latest I've uploaded.
Okay.
So Christmas Air is in time for the season, and then I'll just say there will be more new music coming down the pike in 2018. There will be, beyond those first three that are out there, I'll be doing some more. And I really think that there is music there that is worth people's time. Of course, I'm biased to my own work, but there is some wonderful stuff there, and I'm really looking forward to getting new listeners. And the opportunity to come on your show today and talk about this, I hope there's someone that says, you know, I'll check this out, and I'd love to hear from people. And, you know, that's one of the glories of this, too, is that while it's while you are a needle in the haystack, when people sit on you, you know, they yelp, and it's nice to hear from new people, and it's nice to gain new audience, and that's in some ways easier than ever.
Oh, well, I tell you what, here, folks, you can go to Dedo's Music. That's DEDOESMUSIC.com, DedosMusic.com. We'll have a link on our homepage to that as well, and find out more about all these musical projects. I tell you what, Steve, we're going to wrap things up right now. Let's go out on that tune that you made called The Bells. It's in tune with the season.
This is based on the Carol of the Bells.
That's right.
Titled Bells of Modern Times.
That's excellent. Steve Dedos.
I thank you for your time and the opportunity to talk with you.
Good
and
to
again,
talk with you, too.
I think people will find some great Christmas music there.
All right. That's fantastic, Steve. Thanks for being with us. And say hello to Maddie for us as well.
I will do that. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.